A very good morning to everyone. I am Mohammed Bilal, a master's student at Jawaharlal Nehru University in India itself. Today, I'm thrilled to present my paper on screen-to-speech, decoding K-dramas' influence on language learning in India. I will shed light on intriguing phenomena that has taken the Indian youth by storm, the world of K-drama and its undeniable influence on language. I will explore how K-dramas have revolutionized language learning in India. So let's begin. Let me quickly guide you through what we'll cover today. I will start with the introduction and then explore Hallyu in India and the status of Korean language here. After that, the core of our discussion lies in the survey data covering demographics, K-drama habits, motivations, language learning, cultural engagement, and many more. We'll then move to the analysis and result, and revealing insights from the data that I have collected. So let me start the introduction. Let's first set the stage by understanding the broader phenomena of Hallyu, the Korean wave, and its transformative impact on the global stage. Hallyu term coined in 1990s. Encapsulates the global surge of interest in Korean popular culture, encompassing music, television, dramas, films, cuisine, fashion. This cultural resonance has swept across India and beyond, gathering audiences with its unique blend of modern sensibilities and deeply rooted traditions. At the heart of Hallyu lies the undeniable charm of Korean dramas, fondly known as K-dramas. These productions have become synonyms with heartwarming stories, charismatic actors, and visual stunning cinematography. K-dramas has transcended cultural barriers, resonating with audiences worldwide through their universal theme of love, friendship, family, and personal growth. The global success of K-drama can be attributed to several factors. Their narratives offer infused with elements of romance, comedy, fantasy, and mystery, offer an escape of everyday life and provide a window into Korean culture and society. Additionally, K-dramas are known for their high production values, featuring talented actors, sophisticated cinematography, and key soundtracks. The impact of Hallyu extends far beyond mere entertainment. It has fostered a growth interest in the Korean language, culture, and tourism, contributing significantly to South Korea's soft power and global image. K-dramas, in particular, have emerged as a powerful tool for language, especially among younger generations worldwide. Now let's focus on the impact of Hallyu right here in India. As we can see from the graph, which is on the data from the Global Hallyu Status Yearbook of 2022, the rise of Hallyu fans worldwide has been no nothing short of phenomenal. With its rich cultural heritage and diverse population, India has proven fertile ground for the Korean wave. The popularity of Korean drama in India can be traced back to the early 2000s with the introduction of Korean channels on Indian television, KBS, Emperor of the Sea, Haesin, and Taejangam, Jewel in the Palace, aired in September 2006 with the Hindi title Ghar Ka Chirag and Samudra Ka Badshah. These dramas featured during prime time on Sundays on India's national Doordarshan channel, gained immense popularity, becoming significantly hit among Indian audience. However, the global phenomena of Gangnam Style, K-pop music video, generally ignited the Hallyu fever in India. Dramas like The Glory, Squid Game, Crash Landing on You, Descendants of the Sun, Itaewon Class have garnered immense popularity, sparking conversation and influencing fashion, language, and lifestyle choices among Indian viewers. K-dramas quickly gained a loyal following among Indian audiences, particularly among the youth. Their unique storyline, relatable characters, and aesthetically pleasing visual resonated deeply with Indian viewers. The popularity of K-dramas in India can be attributed to several factors, like cultural similarities, emotional resonance, diversification of genres, accessibilities of and affordability. The impact of Hallyu in India extends beyond entertainment. It has fostered a growing interest in Korean language, culture, and cuisine. K-drama in particular have emerged as a powerful tool for language, motivating Indian youth to learn Korean and connect with Korean culture on a deeper level. India boasts a rich linguistic tapestry with 22 official recognized languages and numerous dialects. Despite the linguistic diversity, the Korean language has gained significant traction in recent years, particularly among the youth. The rising popularity of Korean pop culture, and including K-dramas, has ignited a surge of interest in learning the Korean language. Many individuals are drawn to the language's unique structure, rhythmic cadence, and expressive nature. To cater to this growing demand, various avenues of Korean language learning has emerged in India. Online played have played a pivotal role, providing convenient access to Korean language learning resources, including interactive lessons, comprehensive courses, and language exchange opportunities. Despite the proliferation of online resources, for former Korean language courses may not be widely accessible, particularly in non-metropolitan areas. To address this gap, the King Sejong Institute, a global initiative established by the Korean government, has expanded its presence in India. Currently, there are six King Sejong Institutes in India located in major cities such as Delhi, Imphal, Chennai, Bangalore, Patna, and Pune. These institutes offer structured Korean language courses tailored to various levels of proficiency, catering to a diverse range of learners. To increase increasing popularity of Korean language in India is not merely a passing trend. It reflects a deeper cultural connection and growing appreciation for Korean culture and society. SK drama continue to captivate audiences and Korean pop culture flourish. The Korean language is poised to play an increasingly prominent role in India's linguistic landscape. As India's cultural tie with Korea deepen, the Korean language is likely to continue its upward trajectory, becoming an integral part of country's dynamic linguistic landscape. So let's discuss how I gathered and analyzed the data. I used a Google Form questionnaire, a versatile tool with a mix of closed and open-ended questions, and received 142 responses. For analysis, descriptive statistics like percentage and averages. It additionally utilized statistical test, and this approach ensured that our findings are both comprehensive and statistically grounded. Now let's find and discover the insights it holds. Let's take a closer look at the demographic information gathered from the survey. This section provides valuable insight in the diverse background of participants. Firstly, let's explore the age distribution. A significant portion, 75.4%, falls within the 20 to 30 age group, indicating a substantial representation of the youthful demographic. Gender-wise, we have a predominance of female respondents, comprising of 79.6% of the participants. And when it comes to the area of residence, over half of our respondents hail for metropolitan cities and following urban areas and rural regions. In terms of education, a diverse group is represented, notably 45.8% are graduates, while 22.5% hold master's degree. This demographic snapshot laid the groundwork for understanding the varied perspective that enrich the database. So let's find the K-dramas viewing habit. participants provided valuable insights into their consumption patterns, giving a closer look at the engagement with Korean dramas. So, starting with the duration of engagement, I observe a range of nearly 36.8 have been watching K-dramas for 3 to 5 years, while 19% have a longer streak spanning over 10 years. This longevity reflects a sustained interest in this entertainment. Moving on the frequency of watching, I found a balanced distribution of a significant portion, 28.9% watches weekly, while 21% indulge in the captivating world of K-dramas almost daily. This regular engagement underscores the immersive nature of this medium. On this commitment, a sustainable 43.7 spend 1 to 3 hours per week on K-drama, emphasizing the accessibility and flexibility of this form of entertainment. This graph collectively paint a vivid picture on how the participants interact with K-dramas, from the duration of the engagement to the frequency and time they invest each week. These insights are circular in understanding the broader landscape of K-drama consumption habits in our participants group. So now let's explore how the motivations that drive individuals to learn the Korean language through K-dramas. Starting with the accessibility of K-dramas, a significant majority, 62%, prefer streaming platforms such as Netflix, Amazon, and Viki. This indicates the widespread adoption of online platforms as a primary source of assessing this narrative. Additionally, 30% admit to using pirated websites, apps, and underscoring the varied means through which individuals seek out K-drama content. Compiling storylines emerge as the top motivator, with 58% citing this as their primary reason for diving into the world of K-drama. Cultural elements come in second, influencing 44.4% of our respondents. This indicates a deep appreciation for the rich cultural woven into these narratives. Understanding these motivations provide valuable insights into the emotional and cultural dimensions that drive individuals to not only watch K-dramas, but to embark the journey of learning the Korean language through them and understanding the Korean culture. Let's continue to the motivation behind learning the Korean language through dramas. Firstly, a sustainable 76.8% have indeed used K-drama as a tool for language learning. This signifies a considerable portion of participants finding value in this unconventional approach. For those who affirmed using K-dramas for learning, the motivation are varied. Almost half are motivated by improving listening and pronunciation skills. Another significant portion, almost 23%, is keen on learning colloquial expressions and everyday language. This motivation showcases the multifaceted ways in which individuals leverage K-dramas as a language learning resource. Now, towards effectiveness, the majority, 93%, believe that K-dramas are either very effective or somewhat effective for learning the Korean language. This overwhelming positive response emphasizes the perceived value of K-dramas as an effective tool in language learning journey. These findings deepen our understanding of the motivation and perceived effectiveness, providing a holistic view of how K-dramas contribute to the language learning experience. Now let's focus on heart of this finding, language learning through K-dramas. Let's begin with the specific example participants have learned. The responses reveal a rich tapestry of language acquisition. Greetings and politeness are a forefront, with almost 92% expressions like "annyeonghaseyo," "kamsahamnida," "miyane." This form the bedrock of the daily interactions and showcase the particularity of language learning through K-dramas. Moving beyond the basics, common expressions like "sarange," "aigu," foreign expression of surprise or frustration, and "thepak," These examples are not only enrich vocabulary but also provide insights into cultural expression and emotions, emotional nuances. Now, considering the impact of proficiency and impact of proficiency and majority 80% reports an improvement in their Korean language proficiency. This includes 27% stating a significant improvement and 52% noting a moderate improvement. This finding underscores the instrumental role K-dramas play in enhancing language skills, offering a unique blend of entertainment and educational value as well. Now continuing the explore to the language learning through K-drama, starting with how K-dramas are utilized. A whopping 80% watch K-dramas with subtitles, highlighting the prevalence of this practice. Additionally, 62% repeat dialogues on or phrases, showcasing the active engagement of viewers in their learning Korean language. This approach includes discussions, note taking, and using language learning apps in conjunction with K-dramas, further enrich the language learning experience. Now, pointing linguistic features, subtitles played a pivotal role for 22.4%, which while dialogues and conversations are crucial for 20 almost 29%, pronunciation and accent cited by almost 24% underscore the auditory dimension of Korean language through K-dramas. These insights into usage and patterns are preferred linguistic features deepen the understanding of the diverse strategies individuals employ in the language learning journey through watching these K-dramas and grasping the knowledge of Korean language. Now, the challenges and active practices associated with language learning through K-dramas. Two key questions guide us here. Firstly, navigating challenges. Participant highlighted several hurdles. Difficulty in understanding fast-paced dialogues stand out as a significant challenge for almost 50%, emphasizing the importance of pacing in language acquisition. Other challenges include limited availability of subtitles, difficulty in grasping colloquial expressions, and cultural nuances that might be hard to grasp. On the flip side, active engagement is evident as almost 50% of participants frequently try to mimic or repeat dialogues from K-dramas for language practice. This hands-on approach showcases the immersive and practice nature of language learning through this medium. This finding provides a nuanced understanding of dynamics of language through K-drama, shedding light on both the hurdles faced and proactive measures taken by viewers. Now let's culminate this survey by delving into the cultural engagement and overall experience of our participants, beginning with cultural influence. Almost 45% report a significant deepening of their understanding of Korean culture, while 38% note an enhancement or to some extent. This illustrates the profound impact of K-drama have on shaping perceptions and fostering cultural understanding. Moving beyond language, K-drama serve as a gateway to broader cultural interest, and overwhelming 93% have developed an interest in various facets of Korean culture, including food, music, fashion. This attests to the impressive and holistic cultural experiences offered by K-dramas. Lastly, causing satisfaction of a majority expresses contentment. A combined 57.1% are either satisfied or very satisfied with using K-dramas as a tool for language learning. These positive responses underscore the efficiency and overall positive experience participants derive from this unconventional approach. These conclusive insights highlight the transformative potential of K-dramas, not only as language learning tool, but as a catalyst for cultural exploration and satisfaction. let's transition analysis of these findings. I have identified several intriguing correlations that shed light on interactive dynamics of language learning through K-dramas. Firstly, exploring the interaction of age and K-dramas weaving habit, we observe interesting patterns. It appears that the 20 to 30 age group dominates in terms of frequency and duration of K-drama consumption, indicating a strong affinity among youth adults. Moving on, the relationship between education level and language learning proficiency unravels nuanced connection. Surprisingly, our data suggests that individuals with a graduate level education show a higher correlation with improved language learning proficiency through K-drama. Next, exploring the correlation between the frequency of watching K-dramas and language learning proficiency. Those who watch K-dramas daily or weekly tend to exhibit higher language proficiency compared to occasional viewers. Delving into subtitles usage uncovered significant patterns impacting language learning proficiency. It's noteworthy that participants who always use subtitles show a higher overall language proficiency compared to those who use them rarely or never. Lastly, connecting cultural engagement with oral satisfaction provides a comprehensive view of the holistic experience our participants have had. Participants who reported a significant deepening of their understanding of Korean culture also tend to express higher overall satisfaction with using K-drama as a language learning tool. This all nuanced analysis enrich our understanding of the varied factors influencing language learning outcomes and oral satisfaction. Now, let me conclude the unique K-drama and the influence on language learning in India. The survey has uncovered a myriad of insights highlighting the profound impact of K-drama on linguistic proficiency, cultural engagement, and oral satisfaction among the participants. In conclusion, these findings suggest that K-dramas have transcended their role as mere entertainment and emerged as powerful catalysts for language acquisition. The immersive nature of these narratives, coupled with emotive dialogues, colloquial expressions, and cultural depictions, has fostered a unique and effective language learning experience. Moreover, the survey has illuminated the broader implications of this trend, showcasing how K-dramas not only bridge linguistic gaps, but also serve as a gateway to cross-cultural connections. The heightened interest in various aspects of Korean culture, from food to fashion, attests to the holistic cultural impact of K-dramas here in India. As I wrap up, it's evident that screen has become a powerful tool for speech, transforming the way a language is acquired and cultures are embarked. This marks a new era in global language learning, where the silver screen serves as a dynamic and engaging language classroom. So that's all from my side. Thank you for joining me, and I welcome any question you may have.